Welcome to Directions on the News for Tuesday, May 1st, 2007. This is Joe Francik of Directions Media. Thanks for joining us. Adina Schutzberg is covering a conference this week. I'm going to discuss what you should know about the growth of the commercial land remote sensing satellite business and how that's going to affect your work in GIS. But first, a word from our sponsor. Digital Globe is the world leader for global commercial Earth imagery and the only geospatial content provider delivering end-to-end solutions for global imagery acquisition, access, and integration. Digital Globe's commitment to developing open systems and online access points to the world's largest library of combined high-resolution satellite and aerial imagery makes Digital Globe the preferred content partner for imagery-enabled applications within the commercial sector. Find out more about how Digital Globe can help you succeed by providing you with access to the best geospatial imagery available. Visit us online at digitalglobe.com. Next week, the American Society of Photogrammetry and Remote Sensing is convening their annual conference in Tampa, and I think it's an appropriate time to review an industry that's about to change very rapidly. Over the next few years, several new commercial Earth imaging satellites are going to be launched, and it's going to radically alter the choices that users and consumers have for acquiring remotely sensed data. Many of you are certainly familiar with the existing satellite systems such as Iconos, Spot, QuickBird, OrbView, and certainly Landsat, which was launched by the government in 1972. Now, these satellite systems have provided much of the imagery we see online today and that are used in image processing work for things in environmental analysis and oil exploration. So there's a lot of satellite imagery available today, and much of it is being popularized by some of the online mapping portals. But what I want to really discuss is to ask you, some of the listeners, if you know what you're really looking at, and perhaps take a step back and offer a short primer on what's going on with satellite imagery. So much of what you see today, as I said, is from some of the satellites orbiting from the U.S. commercial providers, Spot being the exception. What you're looking at is natural color imagery. This is produced from visible bands of the electromagnetic spectrum. Satellites usually carry a payload. Landsat started off with sensing four bands of the electromagnetic spectrum, two in the visible and two in the near infrared. Sometimes you'll see imagery where the vegetation appears red, not necessarily on the existing commercial websites, commercial web mapping portals, but if you've seen other imagery where vegetation appears red, that's generally the combination of bands in the near-infrared part of the spectrum where vegetation appears red, and the more robust the red color, the more healthy the vegetation. We, of course, as humans, don't see in the near-IR spectrum. And don't confuse this with the thermal IR imagery, which of course is just that. It's detecting a thermal infrared part of the spectrum. The combination of some of these bands that either form natural or infrared imagery are called multispectral images. Those that you see as black and white imageries are often referred to as panchromatic. Also, what you're looking at is digital imagery. It's not photographic. It's not taken by an aerial platform. Charge-coupled devices are the payload of satellite images. These capture light. They sense the light in a digital mode. The higher the reflected radiance values, the brighter the pixel value. Numeric values that are captured in each picture element or pixels are relayed to the Earth and then translated as a color variation that makes up these composite images. Some of the web portals, like Virtual Earth, are incorporating aerial imageries, and what you'll see is kind of a three-dimensional view, some of those bird's-eye views. That's what we'd call a perspective view or off-nadir. And this, of course, as I said, is an aerial platform, not a satellite platform. Finally, just remember that the images you're looking at can be as much as 2 years old or older. Okay, so that's the primer. If you've got some questions, shoot it to me. I'll see if I can get you a quick answer. I started in this business about 30 years ago as a remote sensing geologist. If I can't answer you, I'll find someone that does. Mainly what I wanted to talk about was to make you aware of just how many satellites are being launched or have launched and what you might use them for, certainly what you might use the data for. In the next few years, for example, we're going to see satellites being launched from India, Russia, Korea, Japan, many others. Some of these data will be for sale worldwide. I met a Russian remote sensing businessman in January when I was in India from a company called Savzund, and he was trying to look for a North American market for the imagery that they're going to capture on this Russian satellite. I really expect that there'll be many more encounters such as this from other countries. But really what's exciting is the breadth of the new options for satellite imagery that you're going to have. But I will caution that you have to understand the types of resolution that are available and maybe what's right for you. I do remember talking to a real estate executive from Dollar Tree stores, and he was really excited about seeing imagery of the property in which they were going to build on. And this was satellite imagery, and we did show also some aerial photographs. But the guy really didn't care or to understand about remote sensing or the resolution. He just wanted to see an image of the site. And it would really have been helpful if he could see what it looked like yesterday instead of the image I showed him, which was probably 2 years old. So for him, or anyone engaged in real estate development or other applications, sometimes resolution may not be as important as timeliness. And that may be the case for you as well. But you do need to understand some of the satellite image resolution that's going to be available. So, for example, high resolution will be key with some of these new systems coming on board, like GOI-1. Now, here's a satellite where you're going to get 0.4 meter resolution in the panchromatic mode. So in other words, you'll be able to distinguish something the size of a loaf of bread, or perhaps a very long loaf of bread, but a loaf of bread nonetheless. So that may be overkill for some, but apparently others think that that's just fine because Israel and France are also launching sub-meter satellites in the 2008 and 9 timeframe. But that's only part of the story because you have a number of these high to medium resolution satellites, and what I mean by that is it's in a 1 meter to 5 meter range of spatial resolution that's going to be launched between this year and 2012, such that by that time you're probably going to have about 35 or more satellites with very, very good spatial resolution. So what are we going to do with all these data? Well, surely we'll have better coverage and certainly more repeat coverage and into areas where we should be able to record much of the Earth without cloud cover and do it more frequently. And yet, as we saw last week, some of the near real-time information is always of interest, as we reported about the new USGS EarthNow Landsat Viewer website. But there's something else that I wanted to mention, and it's a question of that we should expect to answer very soon. How do you extract usable information from remotely sensed digital imagery and do it for a non-image application specialist? So let's take this in a stepwise fashion. As an image processing geologist, I had to learn a very complex command-driven system. Some of you will even remember the IDIMS system, IDIMS, Interactive Digital Image Manipulation System. Many of you today might use another raster image processor like from Leica or Clark University's ADRISI, or maybe you're a GRASS user. You could be using just an image viewer or basic image manipulation like Mr. Sid or products available from ER Mapper. But isn't it just a little tempting to think that maybe we'll see a low-end image processor in a web portal? Maybe just something to combine Landsat bands for some basic image processing, maybe with some slider bars for histogram manipulation or something to do a little bit of edge enhancement. It's really tempting to think because the popularization of Google Earth, we're just beginning to be thrust into an age of becoming more image interpretation processing specialists. So in much the same way that we are tempted to think about the implications about putting Starbucks on your favorite map, pushpin on a personal navigation device, I think it's equally exciting to think about manipulating images and spectral signatures, perhaps to see temporal changes of the polar ice caps or whatever, but certainly to view some of these basic manipulation tools online. And if these are already there, please send me some information about what you've seen so far. Certainly the prospects of real-time imagery to see what's happening in an area is also very exciting, and really you should expect to see some more of that, something like the EarthNow viewer. So that's some very exciting things that are coming now, and we'll keep watch on that in the future. So we'll wrap that up for today, and please send us your comments. Also remember that Digital Globe's commitment to developing open systems and online access points to the world's largest library of combined high-resolution satellite and aerial imagery makes Digital Globe the preferred content partner for imagery-enabled applications within the commercial sector. Find more information online about Digital Globe at digitalglobe.com. Don't forget to submit your presentations also to our inaugural Rocket City Geospatial Conference that we will have in October in Huntsville, Alabama. See more details online at www.rocketcitygeospatial.com. Thanks for joining us again for another Directions Media podcast, and be sure to tell a friend.